Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves host Cleveland Thursday night at 7 for craft beer night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Here's where we are right now with NFL free agency. The Bears are the favorite to sign free agent quarterback Mike Glennon when the signing period begins tomorrow. The Tribune's Brad Biggs says other teams are acting as if that deal is already done. Bears have also been linked to Cardinal safety DJ Swearinger and Buffalo cornerback Stephon Gilmore. Elsewhere in the league, Bears backup Brian Hoyer drawing interest from both the Jets and the 49ers. San Francisco also interested in quarterback Kirk Cousins. Josh McCown is in Dallas today to meet with the Cowboys, while both Denver and Houston have Tony Romo in their sights. He's expected to get his outright release from Dallas tomorrow, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. In deals that are already done, wide receiver Brandon Marshall gets 2 years and $12 million from the Giants. Washington will re-sign tight end Vernon Davis. Pierre Garçon finalizing a deal with the 49ers. Arizona has hit linebacker Chandler Jones with the franchise tag and is putting the finishing touches on a 5-year extension for him. Ravens offensive tackle Rick Wagner headed to Detroit. He had been on the Bears' radar. And quarterback Tyrod Taylor will stay in Buffalo on a restructured deal. In baseball, the Cubs sent six pitchers down to the minors yesterday, including Andury Acevedo, Gerardo Concepcion, and Manny Parra. Their roster now stands at 60 players. Here's manager Joe Maddon.
When you have this many pitchers in camp, and we had anticipated more guys leaving to go to the WBC, they didn't. So then it becomes nearly impossible to work all these guys. Boz had them out, like in a little sim game or throwing some live BP, but that's all you can do. We have a B game coming up Thursday against the Angels here. So we'll get some of them back to pitch in that game.
Cubs have the day off today. They take on Seattle tomorrow. Mike Montgomery will get the start. White Sox are back from their off day to face the Brewers today. Carson Fulmer will start. Todd Frazier back in the lineup for the first time this spring. Bulls play in Orlando tonight, likely without Dwayne Wade, maybe without Rajon Rondo. Both are game time decisions. Jimmy Butler missed the morning shoot around with an illness, but the Bulls are hopeful that he'll play. Blackhawks host Anaheim tomorrow night, and Eddie Olczyk talked to Mullion Hanley about the importance of the return of Johnny Oduya.
The Hawks, if they're going to have success, you know, they're going to need another line to jump in there, and we all know what Johnny can do without the puck. But for this team to have success and to make a run, that they were going to need to, you know, they're going to need to get him going.
Both Oduya and Nicklas Hjalmarsson will play tomorrow. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. And DePaul plays tonight in the Big East tournament. They'll take on Xavier. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score, beginning at 8:15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Chicago Steel Hockey. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for ticket information. And it's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale. Get store-wide savings of up to $500 on all the best brands, like Sealy Queen Sets for as low as $299.99. And sleep interest-free till 2021, only at Mattress Firm. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Don't miss their spring clearance event now through March 31st. Get rock-bottom pricing on every new vehicle they sell. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com.
I've said what I had to say. It is what it is.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for the updates and more. Thank you to Mike Florio, our guest on the show. Anthony Beck, good stuff on Mike Glennon. And I say that not just because it was positive, but because he's actually watched him in preseason games and practices and had, you know, more thoughts on it than I ever thought I would want. Thank you Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, our fine producers, and Ray Diaz helped out. Brian Gersh says the video streaming does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Thursday on the show. I think we're preempted a little bit because of Illinois basketball in the Big Ten tournament.
Yep, we just hang out for 90 minutes tomorrow.
So, yeah, we have a 90-minute show, then Illinois starts. And then
we might be a little late, depending on what happens.
On how long it goes.
We won't be.
We won't be late. Okay.
Hell, sure. you might start a little early, depending on whether we stick around or not.
What's happening, fellas?
How are you guys doing? Hi, man, it's Burnsy and Goff. What's up, boys?
This is the saddest, kind of most uncomfortable free agent watch. Every Bears is like, did it happen yet? How do we feel about it? Did they really do this?
Do I need to do my research on that Ravens tackle or not?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
No.
No.
That's right.
Take them off. Yeah,
these are the times that try sports radio host souls. Where you're just sitting back in a cut like, all right, what do I do here? Do I spin it as if I was isolating on Ricky Wagner when I watched that one Ravens game 2 years ago?
Do I admit that I first thought it might be Bobby Wagner? I said Bobby Wagner earlier. It got really excited. I said Bobby Wagner.
Like, you know, there's a guy, and I used to fashion myself as the guy who watched everything, but there's a guy who's going to tell you that he watched every snap of that man.
Uh-huh.
He probably just doesn't live here. He probably lives in Baltimore, and he's got better information for you now.
This is why we call people.
I
didn't think I'd be texting Anthony Becht to come on the show.
Whoa, texting. I didn't get that.
Pick up that name. Pick up that name.
He called him bro.
Are you serious?
The interview ended with bro. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Nice.
All right,
you guys don't book guests by text? I don't understand.
Yeah, sometimes.
You can call Anthony Beck bro. And then I was reminded that I called the commissioner of baseball dude when we interviewed him.
Well, what are you supposed to call him, really? I mean, commish? You know?
Which committee? Was it Bud?
No, it was Manfred.
We called him dude.
We were in the middle of the conversation, like, dude, you've got to put your videos on Twitter.
It's fine. It's a more relaxed state these days.
All right, Ben, the best sign-off, the best goodbye that comes to mind from an interview that either you did or your partner did or a host you were producing.
No, my favorite.
A couple weeks ago.
No, Mike Mulligan with Leon Smith. Keep in touch, Leon. that wins, hands down, definitive best sports radio sign-off.
Another guy, too. didn't he? Like the week after that.
I loved Keep in Touch.
We cut two of those.
Because the idea. All right,
keep in touch, Leon.
But the idea of them keeping in touch. It's like, you know, everyone's
hit
them
on a Saturday.
Yeah. Everyone's going to get a cup of coffee or something.
My favorite, after a good conversation with Frank Thomas, Dan McNeil said, "All right, Frank, let's tuck a buck sometime."
Well. Same proclivities.
Let's talk about sometime.
That has to be informed.
I literally fell off my chair.
I
died. Absolutely died.
I mean, it's not like he's interviewing Queen Elizabeth, you know? It's like,
no, it's fine. Frank didn't say, "How dare you?"
Right. Yeah. I'm never coming on this station again. He probably asked for Max's number after the interview.
You know, I do need a tuck-a-buck, buddy.
Right. See what Greenstein's doing.
Nice things about Northwestern, I guarantee. No matter what, saying really nice things about a kind of good basketball team.
Listen, you can't be this guy now.
Why?
I probably should save it for the show, but you can't.
Because I love Northwestern basketball.
You can't ride that train all season long, and then when we start to talk about it, and I tell you how boring it is,
you're right.
Like, all right, now you want to jump off it.
No, it's just there's some really, really excited alums.
One love for Jimmy Phillips and everybody over there. They do a great job and they're nice people. But, yeah, you gotta ride that to the end.
I am.
Till the wheels fall off. And
the first weekend, they'll
probably fall off for you.
If you were the committee and you're trying to match up, you know, some wacky, fun second-round games, as you always
Duke,
look at.
Obviously, Duke. Or the Ivy League school.
How about Syracuse isn't going to get in, though,
this
right?
Loss to Miami hurts.
Okay,
they're now 18-14, three top 15 RPI wins.
That's rough.
They're
it's too bad because I was hoping Syracuse somehow, maybe even in round one, you get the media standoff, the angry, arrogant Syracuse versus Northwestern media standoff.
You got enough of them.
Yeah, there's plenty of us.
Medill versus Newhouse.
Yeah.
Is that what it would be?
Medill versus Newhouse.
Yeah. Wow.
They played in a national title field hockey game a few years ago.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Nice.
Yeah,
you get the
auxiliary media tent for that one.
Pretty exciting
did you
stuff.
Really, and do you know about this because of media guys hitting each other up?
Are you guys on one big group text?
Yeah, me,
Tirico,
Costas, Marv Albert.
And Anthony Banana.
I didn't know you had got so big you don't book your own guests anymore. Those guys over there can do it.
Nah.
Yeah, Zach and Siciliano and Jeff Passan are all on that text. Yeah,
Passan's piece about Team Israel is fantastic.
I haven't read it yet.
There was that piece. There are several people have written about it, but
he really doesn't do anything bad.
No, Passan's great. Yeah.
No, he's really...
I haven't read anything from him. I'm like, this guy's an idiot.
No.
We were trying to figure out if Team Israel's mascot was... It was Jason was kind of like, thought it was borderline offensive.
No, I did not.
You're making noises like it's a caricature.
I actually said I just wouldn't want the World Baseball Classic, you know, taking that fun, organic moment and then all of a sudden placing mascots on the bench and then next thing you know... You've got some fiery Latins who aren't happy with the representation.
Here's Pablo, the Puerto Rican on the bench.
Exactly. You know, you got a guy in a stocking cap and a Guaya Barrett t-shirt. You got to be careful out here. That's all I said. I don't want the mascot thing
it's
to
gotta
run
be, amok. It's got
to
be big and cuddly, though. Like a giant
it's just
fluffy
Pablo
head.
Sandoval, actually.
I was going to say, I watched him yesterday.
He's
Pablo Dominican. Sandoval looks good.
He's lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, and he smacked a ball to right field yesterday.
It is.
Took notes on a tape-delayed spring training game between the Nationals and Red Sox.
Listen, you have to understand that this man... Like when he's done with this and you have released him from baseball jail, he goes home and does like an entire baseball show by himself. You have to understand who you're working with here. To know him is to love him.
I'm learning.
To think that he isn't busted at the seams trying to figure out how he can shoehorn a good prospect story in there somewhere.
He said he had eight notes on two innings of a tape delayed Red Sox Nationals game. That is clinically insane.
You gotta let him cook sometimes too. You gotta let him be like, oh yeah, do that, and then he'll let him rock because that he's got one in the chamber at all times for baseball. At all times, that doesn't surprise me at all. What else did you glean from your Boston
you
Red Sox tape delay
know.
Thing?
Don't make me
I
do
do
this again.
Know.
So, I don't want to do this.
There, Ryan
Zimmerman, Eduardo Rodriguez action.
No, Ryan Zimmerman can't make throws from first base.
There it is.
He just can't.
There it is.
He pulled Trey Turner off the bag one time. Then he threw wild home, an unearned run. Vance Worley's going to work out for the end of their pitching staff, though.
How about Andrew Benintendi?
I didn't see him, but you know what I saw? I saw those Red Sox just send up guy after guy after guy who beat the crap out of the ball. Mookie hit a homer. Jackie Bradley smacking it around. Hanley Ramirez scoring. They got some people.
Yeah, they're good at
baseball. He comes in, he goes, yeah, the Red Sox are going to score some runs this year. I'm like, thanks. I didn't need to watch.
There it is. There it is.
All right, let me give a shout out to maybe the funniest thing I read today. Is Dan Bernstein's piece on 670thescore.com with the scouting reports that we have not seen. Because
I have exclusive information.
Yeah, I mean, for decades, you have loved the Joel Buschbaum book or whatever it is with the pluses and the minuses. But I laughed out loud during several breaks today. This is inspired stuff. This is my favorite version of Bernstein. It's the one who used to host on Saturday mornings solo or Sunday mornings and do the all cartoon football team and stuff like that.
That's a shade at your current state, but go ahead.
I didn't mean to even throw one in. I was trying to be clean.
It's obvious shade.
Yeah, my bad. I liked you when you were younger.
I'll try and keep it clean. I haven't been on the air long.
No, man, this is very inspired, very funny stuff. Enjoy.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. People can find it.
I was going to say, are we going to get an example?
You can find it on my Twitter feed.
Sure.
I don't want to ruin it for people.
Yeah.
All
right,
go get those clicks.
Unique clicks at that.
Yes, please.
Don't click the same one over and over.
Yeah, the most difficult part of this was getting on Google and making sure that none of the names were real and none of the colleges were real. Just so I didn't have any concerns with legal, for especially for people who don't realize that this is satire.
Right. Here's what. So, like, this player, Campbell Irving Park from Everglades State, a 6'285 defensive tackle. Positives. Sudden and powerful out of his stance as a ready-made three-tech in a 40 front. Understands leverage and angles. Yada, yada. Okay?
I get it.
Negatives. A little on the short side. Also, he won't stop murdering people. Scouts take. What's not to like except all the murders? He doesn't see him getting past. The second
seems like
round.
A real scouting report. Yeah. To be honest,
it does, right?
Yeah, it seems like it's a real one.
That's the thing. They're all
Probing Crux the Third, South Carolina State University.
See,
for the names, all I did for the made up names, all I did was combine Chicago street names on the Northwest side, perfect. and then Googled them to see if they actually ended up being actual people or not. Okay. So I just sort of tried to make sure.
Safely not.
Yes. Safely not.
Weigh in on this discussion we're having in the 12 o'clock hour of the show.
Yeah.
In this NFL, would you rather have best left tackle, best wide receiver?
I guess I've come around on this. I would go with the wideout. Yeah. I think if you asked me 10 years ago, I probably would have said the tackle. But when I turn on the TV, I think the difference that receiver can make in any explosive moment, it has a higher value.
I can get away with an average left tackle. I don't think I can get away with an average wide receiver being my number one guy.
That's what I said. I was voted 3-1 against, and I just think I'm
talking to three idiots.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm learning so much about who I'm working with.
Can I say how much I love that it starts with when I turn on the TV? We don't know how to dissect left tackle play. We can try to talk about it. We can be as intelligent as we can. We also can't quantify it in the same way as you can. Look at that play that human just made.
Well, how many holes? How many false starts? How many sacks do you give up?
How many times are you able to send an extra target out because you don't have to worry about giving that dude help?
Yeah.
I mean, quantify that. You know, how many times do you not notice the left tackle because he just happened to do his job? That a running back was able to move over and pick up a different blitzer because he didn't have to worry about it. I think it's still left tackle.
Yeah, tackle for the Falcons?
That's the thing. That's the same point, is that I do not know.
Like,
I can admit nice that my awareness of them and my analysis of them is way inferior to what I can do about wide receivers.
Number one to number 32 64 starting tackles in the game. So number one to number, let's say, 40. I don't think there is that steep of a drop-off as opposed to number one wide receiver to number 40.
See, I genuinely don't know that. I do feel
I
understand. And I don't know because, let's say, who's the eighth best wide receiver in the NFL? AJ Green? Maybe seventh, maybe sixth. Mm-hmm. how much worse?
You're talking about Odell, Antonio Brown,
Julio Jones,
Dez Bryant,
my man in Seattle, Doug Baldwin is up there as well.
How much worse is one of those teams by taking one of those guys and putting him in his place? Like the sixth or seventh or eighth worst best tackle.
It's the style of the game.
You can also, like, what are you doing offensively that hinges upon his success? Because some running games are good enough that you don't need a number one wide receiver,
right?
But some left tackles are just good enough that you, like you said, you don't need to have somebody stay in the block. You can do some boot action stuff if he's athletic enough.
Right.
You can also not worry about him. You know, that kind of thing. So, I mean,
well, the counter argument too to your point about help and about him just doing his job and what you don't realize is mm-hmm. underpinning your success. In the same way, a great wide receiver,
will
especially
dictate coverage, draw a double
not
team.
Just that, if you could just throw it near him, yes. and he's got a better chance of coming down with it than anybody else on the field.
I agree.
Even if the blocking sucks, I'm just going to put it up there.
Too.
Yeah, that's true. What PI means now.
Actions of the game.
And I just think they're throwing the ball so much faster now. They're out of the shotgun more. They're throwing it in 2 seconds or less. So the pass rushers are lining up off of right tackle now often.
Mm-hmm.
It's been neutralized. They're throwing 600, 650 times in a season that the wide receiver who can get open instantly, and there's a handful of them, you snap and throw. I could be the left tackle.
The downside the guy's not getting is, home. If you have a terrible one of those, which one hurts you most?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you have a terrible left tackle, you're going to get nothing done.
You have a terrible left tackle and you're running a Mike Martz offense, you're going to be on your fourth quarterback by week two.
You know where this started? This started at which should be higher on the Bears' list of needs.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it started.
Because,
Ryan Pace thing. Ryan Pace is big on the interior middle line.
Right. So he may value it differently. But like
that was the argument.
Would you feel worse if Cam Meredith and Kevin White were your two number one wideouts, or that you come back with Bobby Massey and Chuck Leno? You know what I mean? Like the tackles were 15th on Pro Football Focus, right? Was that the whole offensive line, Rick, or was it tackles that were 15th on Pro Football Focus?
Whole offensive line.
The whole offensive mm-hmm. line, which is better than I had,
the description, it was that it was the interior held it up and the tackles were trash.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what the last year was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, we're talking about free agency. We're talking about the draft. Like, how are you addressing these things? You can put a bunch of number threes together and tell yourself you got a number one, you know, but you don't have Tom Brady. So you can't do that with this team.
And I think the Patriots example is, you know, all the different wide receivers they've won with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You got Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You got Tom Brady, you got Bill Belichick, you got a scouting staff that discards players before you know they become too important or too costly for you, like their whole system.
You also have some pretty good tight ends that take some of the pressure off.
The guys they win with though are similar in that they've got that short area quickness to get open instantly, and Brady throws the ball faster than anybody, so it helps, right? Edelman, Welker, the other
Amendola.
One. Amendola.
Another little guy.
They get
Sanzenbacher,
open instantly.
Waddle.
Kenny Shedd.
What do you guys got today?
Things.
Well, we're going to watch what happens. One of the most strangely anticipated moves could come down today. I saw Brad Biggs just sent out a tweet saying something to the effect of teams are going about their business as if the Bears are going to sign Mike Glennon.
Which means people have stopped talking to his agent because he's going to be a Bear. So you go from there.
Okay.
We get the Mike Glennon parade started. I don't know what...
There will be no parade.
In that parade or if anyone's going to go to that parade. But hey, the Bears have themselves a quarterback. We think.
The guy who plays the position.
He's tall.
Right.
He's kind of funny looking.
Yeah. Hey.
He doesn't run very well.
He's the next man to die.
My buddy told me his nickname's the Albinosaur, which I liked a great deal.
Wow.
The Albinosaur.
It's great, right?
Yeah. That's like what they're calling Kristaps in New York, the Alabaster Ewing. That's awesome. The Albinosaur. Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's awesome. All right, so yeah, Mike Glennon talked today.
Woo! Sweet.
Tons of fun.
that'll move the meters.
We'll hit Speaks up later on for his Red Sox. His Red Sox.
You guys
notes.
Need stuff.
For life scouting.
Yeah. He enjoyed so much he wore his hat in today.
Yeah, or Nationals. You need Nationals stuff. I got you.
I do want to know if Bryce Harper's healthy. Because it's finally getting out that maybe he wasn't.
Well, we thought that last year.
Well, they wouldn't admit it, though. They wouldn't
have to.
I saw the huge bomb he hit the other day, and then yesterday I saw the helmet fly off his head. So that's good.
Well, they've been tracking the velocity of his outfield throws, because what's happening now is StatCast and all of that information, all that data tells all kinds of stories, too. When your velocity of your throws is notably down for the course of a season, it's hard to say that you're 100% healthy.
Mm. Can't wait till he's a Yankee.
That's what they're gearing up for.
Perfect.
That's exactly what they're gearing up
for. Half a billion?
They'll throw half a bill at them. They've been cutting payroll, stockpiling kids, and they will pounce. They're going to pounce on that class. That's the Manny Machado, Clayton Kershaw, if he opts out, and Bryce Harper class. Yeah, Yankees will be back. Steinbrenner will be Steinbrennering all over the place.
Gleyber Torres is going to be like a 30-30 guy. Mm-hmm. Some people will be still like, oh, look what they gave up.
Do you remember when you won that World Series?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Remember that hat you put on Grandpa's gravestone?
You guys good? They're Bernsie and Goff score.
Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every day between 9 a.m. and 1 until March 17th for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
Viva!
Stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryne Sandberg. Brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas!
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by NHTSA. Don't try to beat a train across the tracks. Stop. Trains can't. It's almost laughable to hear Pat Riley say that LeBron James's departure from his Miami Heat 3 years ago was the, quote, most shocking thing that has happened since he became the Heat's coach in 1995. If Riley had said most damaging, that would certainly have been understandable. But shocking? It had been rumored for months that James wanted to be the prodigal returning home to Cleveland. So when he made the decision, it hardly shocked anyone. Here's what's shocking. Having your coach inform you that he's leaving by sending your front office a fax after giving him a job that revived his coaching career. That's what happened to the Knicks when Riley beat it out of town almost 22 years ago. Maybe Riley forgot the way he handled his departure from New York. Or maybe he's one of the world's great narcissists. Bet on the latter. I'm John Feinstein.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah. Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Like, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with, get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it. You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Time decisions. Jimmy Butler missed shoot around this morning with an illness, but the team is hopeful he can still play. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit plays at Indiana. The Bulls are currently tied with the Pistons and trail the Pacers by a game. Later tonight, Boston travels to Golden State. NFL free agency officially begins tomorrow at 3. But already some deals in the works. Wide receiver Brandon Marshall agrees to a 2-year deal with the Giants. Washington will re-sign tight end Vernon Davis. Pierre Garçon is finalizing a deal with the 49ers. Arizona and linebacker Chandler Jones have agreed to a 5-year extension. Ravens offensive tackle Rick Wagner will sign with Detroit, and Tyrod Taylor is staying in Buffalo on a restructured deal. Spring training, the Cubs are off today before taking on Seattle tomorrow. Mike Montgomery will start. The White Sox take on the Brewers. Carson Fulmer on the mound, first pitch at 2:05. Todd Frazier is back in the lineup after dealing with an oblique injury. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Anaheim tomorrow night. Johnny Oduya and Nicholas Jarmelson will both play. Corey Crawford starts in net. And college hoops, DePaul plays Xavier in the Big East tournament. Coverage on The Score starts tonight at 8:15. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rose and Hunt. Hyundai, visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by the 62nd Annual Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade.
This is James Coyne, business manager at Plumbers Local 130 UA and chairman of the 62nd Annual Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade. Thanks to our sponsors, Country Financial and WLS-TV Channel 7.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Which day is that?
The day that the Bears agreed to terms with Mike Glennon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, do you have anything else in mind? I'm open to anything, really. I don't know.
Could it be the age of Aquarius?
Stop with that. Why are you obsessed with that? Have you ever seen it?
No.
The play or the movie?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Just got it in my head. Dude, I am a silly, silly man. Like, I walk around the house humming tunes.
I don't even think you know most of that song.
Nope, I don't. Okay. I just know what? Oh, I thought Chris said okay. I thought the sniper was about to let loose behind me.
No, you're hearing stuff now. Now you're just hearing stuff.
You know, I think I am going a little crazy, and I've given myself a lot of credit for, you know, charging through the lack of sleep that a newborn takes from you or provides you, whatever the case may be. I am going crazy, and you're not helping at all.
Starting to see things at the corner of your eye every once in a while, or aliens.
Yeah, daycare interview today. I didn't say a word to the lady. She's like, "You got any questions?" I'm like, "Nope." How much does it cost so I can go to work? Like,
go crazy.
Yeah, I think I am losing it. Like, you feel drunk, but you're not. You haven't drank anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys. Why didn't you guys say something to me? Like, why didn't you tell me?
What, like, you will forget all of it?
I would have never went to Belize. We would have never had the fun we had. And then, you know, all of a sudden, a baby's here. Like,
you will forget all of it. It is a human adaptation. Yeah. Because if you remembered nobody would ever have another kid.
This guy.
No, it's true. It's true. That's why it's a blur.
Yeah?
That this entire portion of your life will be a blur.
Yeah.
And members of blur.
And
you won't.
Oh, good members of blur.
Barn.
Yeah.
You won't. Remember it because you adapt to delete all these files because there's really nothing to remember. It's because the baby, and even though you say, "Oh, so cute," no, getting thrown up on is not cute. cleaning up diapers, not cute. Cute time is toddler time.
Is it?
If I could have accelerated,
well, no, he's had some cute moments.
Wait,
he has some cute just, moments. But, no, not well. I can't like fast forward. It's not DVR
I
baby.
Wish.
I can't just I fast wish. Forward. I can't press two times on the baby and watch him grow in front of me.
Boop, boop, boop,
yeah, exactly. I can't do that.
Get right to two.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But then he's running around. He's bashing his head on things. Like,
yeah, but there's
tough look.
There's give back there. You're getting nothing back at this point.
I think I am. When I put him high in the air, he looks terrified,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that stops him from crying. I think I'm getting certain things back. And then even last night, like, my man Chris Tannehill gave me a beautiful recipe. High protein shrimp bowl, should be easy to make. You know, brown rice, little avocado.
Yeah, it turned out well. So
this is what happens. I walk into Mariano's, and I'm like, all right, I got the list in front of me. I know what I need. There's like five or six ingredients that I don't have at home. So I'm getting like the garlic. I'm getting the cilantro.
Yesterday, Jason is talking to Nicole about this great recipe. And, and she texts back, we don't have any of the ingredients.
Right. Like, I couldn't go to the store. like I'm on work release. Like, I got to go from here straight home.
Yeah. Everything is just, this is what's in your basket. Right. It's chopped golf household.
Nutter butters for us, I guess, this evening. So I'm walking around Mariano's, and I'm getting all the stuff I need, and like one weird guy like follows me and he goes, I love the show. And then he like runs off. And I'm like, that happens quite often where it's like, hey, people, if you see us outside, we do appreciate that you listen to the show. But like, stick around long enough so it won't feel awkward or won't feel weird. Like, let me shake your hand and ask you what your name is. This guy like walks, he brushes past me. He goes, love the show, golf. And then he keeps going. And I'm like, are you the police? Like, what's going on here? So I get the ingredients. Right. And I'm ready to put this thing, you know, to the test. Like, I can't wait because my guy, Chris Tannehill, has a fine culinary taste when it comes to making, you know, easy, quick meals that taste good. And then I walk past the deli counter, Chris.
And you got a pound of pepperoni.
I got a half a pound of pepperoni. I got a pound of Italian seasoned turkey breast. And I got
some
myself
prosciutto, some of the goods like the black label prosciutto.
No, I got myself half a pound of Swiss cheese. I look down, the Toronto rolls are right there. I grab those, and then I get the Chipotle mustard that's right next to it. and I come home, and I don't, you know, she likes to unpack the groceries. That's her thing, I guess. So I leave the groceries right there. She goes, oh, you got all this stuff, and then she's seeing the stuff that I picked up for the food. And then at the end of it, she goes, oh, you want sandwiches, huh? I'm like, yeah, I guess I want sandwiches. So I'm sorry. I did not make the bowl.
I don't care.
I know, but I like it. I like it. I like when I can come back with feedback for the things that you
know
drop
what's good.
Off on
you know,
me like
you know
that.
What's good? If you don't want to do it yourself, occasionally Mariano's that ham and provolone on the thick sun-dried tomato focaccia.
Good stuff?
Oh, yeah. And it's huge. It weighs like a pound and a half.
I hadn't had a sandwich in forever because we don't keep a lot of bread or pasta or rice or anything around the house. So it's like, man, I ate four.
Four of sandwiches?
I ate four turkey and Swiss sandwiches with the lettuce and tomato, all the stuff that was going to go in the bowl.
You're making like a shrimp po' boy.
Right. And I'm sitting there.
Did you make a panino out of it? You put it between a couple hot pans?
No. And the rolls are pretty small. Like I went crazy. I you could say I went ham, but I went crazy. But the sandwiches were small enough, and I'm sitting there, and the entire time I'm eating, this is how weird I am. This is how ridiculously I'm wired. The entire time I'm eating the sandwich, I felt like I was letting Chris down. I was like,
yeah, you're cheating on
right,
kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he told me a recipe. I asked for a recipe and I didn't go through with the recipe.
That's
so.
Why you shop every day, because you never know what's going to inspire you. You never know. You sort of act like a European. Where
crab legs usually inspire me these days.
Where do you find the money for a king crab? Is ridiculously expensive.
It's like 19 a pound.
It can't fill you up. You can eat it all day.
You're like 2.5 pounds for the house. Then you throw them in the pot.
It's $50.
Get a bunch of potatoes. That'll fill you up.
Yeah.
That's $50.
Well, dude, you got to treat yourself. If you don't, who's going to treat you?
He does it 3 days a week.
But now he's in my pockets now. he's Irwin R. Scheister now. IRS over here. Like, come on, man. Cut it out. You ever watched, by the way.
Laundering money through crab legs.
That's not what's going on here. Like, I'm not doing it 3 times a week. I did it. I went on a little run where it was a lot.
I'll check your hands to see if you've got
if I got the poke holes. I'm good on that. And plus, I finally learned how to eat them like an adult. Like I was
picking them up and trying to chew on them.
Like I can't. He's not seasoned very well.
This food hurts.
I used to always leave a lot of meat. Like I used to always leave a lot of meat in there because I couldn't get to the, you know, I couldn't crack it the right
knuckles.
Way. And that was our first date. Like I took her to Red Lobster for our first date, and I had to go get cheeseburgers afterwards because I felt like I didn't eat anything, and all I did was get everything wet on the table, and you know it was a bad look. So yeah, lately I've been dining on crab, but I scaled back in other things to support my crab habit.
They call it a crabbit. We have Robert Flores of MLB Network joining us at 4. We have Brent Sopel joining us at 5 o'clock today. Talk more hockey!
Oh, we will.
We got It's On at 5:30, and we've got giveaways today. We're going to give away a lot of opportunities to win a VIP 4-pack for the taping of the Sports and Racing Roundup presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka on Friday. You can catch the show. You can watch live racing. It's a great score in Tito's giveaways. So be listening for the cue to call to win that. 312-644-6767 is the number. WSCR, the score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting. At 6701. Oh, and some wayward sexting would be better than like yesterday's
Mike Glennon?
Text.
Oh.
And better than the Bears signing Mike Glennon. Things better than the Bears signing Mike Glennon. Ready, go.
We can do that all day.
And that's 67011. Mm-hmm. And the text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 4,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. And we've got a website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com, for podcasts and the like. Also on video, brought to you by our friends at American Needle. The webcast is available at Watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live via the Score's Facebook page. That feed is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help.
People are prank calling this man now?
The Griller?
The Gorilla.
The Gorilla?
It sounds like he's saying the Griller.
Well,
Anthony in New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
New York accent.
Yes, Mike. I got one free agency target that I think he would fit perfect with the Giants.
Who's that?
The Gorilla.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that to the show, Anthony. It really was a help. The Gorilla?
Speaking of... Oh, go ahead.
Just a guy gorilling?
But did you see what happened in the Suns game last night?
Yes. Yes.
The Gorilla?
Yes, I did.
Now, there's a couple of layers to this, and... Chris is laughing because he understands.
Okay, just wait. Let's do the propers done.
Yeah. Someone get Brendan close to a radio. Okay, go ahead.
Nick Shepkowski.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have signed free agent quarterback Mike Glennon from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Keep it here for all the details and how this impacts the Bears' future at the quarterback position moving forward.
Well,
we've got to stop moving with the words moving forward. We have to.
Moving backwards?
The words moving forward never mean anything. They're always superfluous.
Is that clue going forward?
Just in sports conversation, when that term, it is just
damn it,
it now needs to be excised.
I gotta take that out of my sports talking.
How this affects the Bears moving forward? How about how this affects the Bears? Time is constantly moving forward.
Ooh.
Unless maybe that's sort of assumed.
Matthew McConaughey Bernstein over here. I feel like I'm in a Buick right now. I'm about to learn a little something about True Detective season 3.
It's just the assumption of how this affects the Bears. It's not, we'll find out how this affects the Bears in 1966.
Well,
what? Yes, it's how.
Oh yeah, this guy right here, man.
How it affects the Bears moving forward. You don't need to say moving forward. That's assumed.
That tick this man off.
It does. It bugs me.
Hilarious.
It bugs me. Well, we'll see how this affects them moving forward. Well, how else are we going to say how it affects them?
Do your job better, big voice guy.
All right. He doesn't write it. And Chris Tannehill.
Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega is critically ill in hospital after undergoing emergency surgery. A spokesperson said the 83-year-old was in a serious condition.
Just when I think, like, it's getting far enough into the cut where I'm like, where is it? And then they just drop it on you. Good job, Tanny.
He is in hospital. Not in a hospital. In hospital.
In hospital.
He is at Cottage.
Moving forward.
Moving forward. General Noriega will soon be dead.
So now what needs to happen is every Bob and every 815er needs to put moving forward in their call or their text at some point. Just to tick Dan Bernstein off. You know, just a little prize for yourself. A little Easter egg, like in a video game when you find something. Just a little something for you out there.
If like an Angry Birds when something blows up. You're like, oh, you just got an extra thingy.
If you really don't like Dan B, just drop moving forward in your call or your text, and then it'll make you smile. It'll make me smile. I know that.
So last night, the Phoenix Gorilla slid onto the floor.
During the game.
While the game was going on. Like, we'll get into the specifics of this in a moment, because like you say, there's a lot to unpack.
And there's also a score inside story here that will no longer be an inside story.
Oh,
so
I don't know if I know it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Silverback?
No. That is not it at all. Oh my God! No. This goes back
to like Team Lodge.
Calm down. What happens in Lyle stays in Lyle. All right, we'll come back and talk about this in the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I know I learned this lesson with the Jay Cutler contract. It's not the millions of dollars they'll make in a year. It's the number of years you're obligated to give them the millions of dollars.
I absolutely agree with that.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get internet plans starting at $29.99 a month. Visit Huawei.com today. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Truckers, you can't afford to make a blind guess when it comes to your career. At Schneider, we're committed to helping you get answers and achieve your career goals. Start at SchneiderJobs.com, an easy zip code job search, 150-plus career-focused blog posts, details on recruiting events throughout the country, call a recruiter, set up job alerts, connect with other drivers on social media, and more, all at SchneiderJobs.com. Make an informed decision about your driving career at SchneiderJobs.com.
Kids, KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To mentor a child in your community or to donate your car, go to carsforkids.org/act. Pickup is quick and easy, and so is making a difference in the life of a child.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I'm
maybe the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting. The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Only on CBS.
Indeed.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Gorilla.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com as well. We are glad you are here with us on this Sunday. This sunny. I was going to say this sunny. See,
you
I'm
are
telling
messed
you,
up.
Dude,
no.
I'm fried. Fried, died, and laid to the side. So last night, the Phoenix Gorilla, who is one of the better mascots in all of the NBA, is a very entertaining fellow. He just dove on the floor during the game. And he had to,
see, I thought it was an accident.
It looked like an NBA 2K glitch, because that happens every once in a while where, you know, your game will get wonky and then, you know, you got a mascot out there acting a fool. And speaking of that, we had an incident years ago where, you know, we used to get together. The fellas here at the station, Herb, you know, Matt Weber when he worked here, and Brendan, and I don't know if Tanny was there that night. It was a date. It was an afternoon. It was something like evening or whatever. We'd get together, get some beers, and we'd play the game, watch whatever game was going to be on that night. Mm-hmm. And someone chose the Phoenix Suns, and I believe whatever other team was being played. I think it was me and Herbie that were on the sticks.
So
it
had to
have been Rip City.
Yeah, it would have been Portland for sure.
Herb's a weirdo with the Portland Trailblazers. He's got like this obsession with playing with Rudy Fernandez and all those bums in
Baby.
Portland. So we're playing the game, and there's a glitch in the game where the Phoenix Gorilla runs on the floor. And
is it a glitch or is it?
It's a glitch. Like, you know, sometimes there'll be, you know, glitches in the game where the referee won't give the ball back to the guy to inbound the ball, and you have to start the game over because it's a glitch. And there'll be an update, and the game will get fixed the next day or whatever the case may be. And Brendan has like a plate of food. He walks into the room and he sees the Phoenix Gorilla, right? But I don't think he commented when the gorilla was on the screen or something like that. You see the animation of one of the players that Herb and I were playing with, and it was a brother, obviously, NBA game.
Oh, no, it's just
and Brendan.
This is going exactly where you think it is.
Brendan goes, "Wow, that's one angry gorilla," and the gorilla was no longer on the screen. So
like, you'd swear I thought I heard a record scratch in there. Right. A tumbleweed rolled through. I was like, "Well, that's it for me."
And Herb and I look at each other like, "Is he talking about the screen? Is it me or you?" I thought we were kind of calm during this game. Like, what's going on here? So when I see in real life the Phoenix Gorilla dive onto the floor last night, I promise you it was one of those sleep deprivation moments where I'm like, am I dreaming this, or is Brendan going to say something next?
I'm going to come in and call you a couple words.
I saw the video on Twitter tagged with come get your mans.
He's so amped about entertaining the folks that he runs his ass on the floor. And the best is the recovery, because he ran on the floor and dove on it exactly how it happened in the video game. That I promise you, I'm not making this up. How it happened in the video game.
Is it possible that was an homage to the video game?
Not during the game, though, Dan. Like, that's get your ass fired territory for any mascot.
I agree. I'm just wondering. I'm trying to think of reasons for it. See, when I saw
he dove on the floor, and then immediately he's like, oh, ball coming. You know, it's kind of like when you're playing in an open gym and you're shooting at the other rim,
yeah,
and you're like, ball coming
down.
Ball coming. Right, exactly.
Coming down.
He jumps up. He's like, oh, they're actually playing basketball. You have to see it. Actually, I'm going to go on Twitter right now.
It happened when LeBron and his teammates were bottle flipping.
Yeah, the bottle got on the floor. Yeah.
Speaking of which,
what happened?
Speaking of which, you know how my kid will not let a bottle go unflipped just sort of
is
out
that,
of principle.
Is that what's
it's
hot?
No, it's over now.
Okay.
It's cooling off. But he had a little 8-ounce Ice Mountain water bottle on the counter,
mm-hmm.
And I said, "Look, go up and practice clarinet." I did. I said, "No, you didn't." go practice clarinet. He's like, okay, fine. And idly, as he walks by, he grabs the empty bottle and no look, just flips it. And he stuck it. It lands empty. It's almost impossible to do it empty.
Is it a mundane sports achievement?
And he, well, that's all it is. But he turned around and he goes, I stuck an empty one. That was totally empty. And then he, of course, had to take a picture of it and, like, text all his friends. And he said, you have to tell people that this actually happened because you're the only other person that saw it. They're not going to believe me. And he said, don't move that bottle. Like, don't tell me not to. Exactly. I said, how long? I said, this is going...
Tomorrow.
I'm 24 hours,
right?
I'm filling this up with water, and this is going to be in your lunch tomorrow.
You're hating on your man's, you know, achievements.
No, I said, look, I'll vouch for you. I said, I will sign an affidavit. It happened. Like, I saw it.
What silly... I know we got to take a break here, but what silly thing did you have like that as a kid? For us, it was pencil popping. Like, we used to, you know, the nice limber pencils that you can bend back and smash through another person's pencil. I don't know
we did the spoon pop, which you guys probably did too with the sporks.
No, we didn't do. See, we did pencil popping. And I would go through so many pencils, and my mom would be like, where your pencils at? And I'm like, well, it's broken in Mrs. Jenkins' class. She's like, take your ass back to school. I'm going to give you this pencil. And if you don't come back with your full pencil, it's going to be me and you. So, yeah, it was pencil popping for us and some other things. Now it's bottle flipping for the kids. All right. Every group's got something.
Apparently, texters are all saying a drumstick rolled on the floor and the gorilla dove onto the court to pick up the drumstick.
Like... chicken or
the ice cream cone. Like an actual... Said, if you watch the video, you see the gorilla dropped something and then he was diving to recover it.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Well, another mystery goes unsolved on the Bernstein and Golf
Open-ended hockey questions involving the Phoenix Gorilla.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now,